You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Netskope. Netskope is a worldwide leader in SASE and Zero Trust. Its unified platform, Netskope One, provides optimized access and Zero Trust security for people, devices, and data anywhere they go, helping customers reduce risk, accelerate performance, and get unrivaled visibility into any cloud, web, and private application activity. To learn more about how Netskope helps customers be ready for anything on their SASE journey, visit netskope.com.
The word is OWASP. Security misconfiguration. Spelled O for open, W for web, A for application, S for security, P for project, security for safeguarding data, and misconfiguration for configuring hardware and software in a way that creates a vulnerability. Definition: the state of a web application when it's vulnerable to attack due to an insecure configuration. Example sentence: using vendor-supplied defaults for system accounts and passwords is a common security misconfiguration and may allow attackers to gain unauthorized access to the system. Origin and context. Dave Wickers and Jeff Williams, working for Aspect Security, a software consulting company, published an education piece in 2003 on the top software security coding issues of the day. That eventually turned into the OWASP Top 10, a reference document describing the most critical security concerns for web applications. Today, OWASP is an international team of security professionals led by the Foundation Executive Director and Top 10 Project Leader, Andrew Vanderstock, dedicated to enabling organizations to develop, purchase, and maintain applications and APIs that can be trusted. Today, there are tens of thousands of members and hundreds of chapters worldwide. In the OWASP 2021 Top 10 Vulnerabilities list, the committee moved security misconfiguration from the number 6 slot to number 5. It results primarily from human error, not the technology that the humans installed. In other words, the technology works fine, but the humans failed to configure it securely. Examples include running systems using default passwords and default configuration files, leaving unwanted services running that you have no intention of using, and leaving debugging mode on. To reduce the probability of these kinds of errors, follow a zero trust strategy and reduce the attack surface. Tactically consider disabling administration interfaces, restricting access to directory listings, and periodically running audit scripts that check configuration settings. The key here is automation. Once you decide the tactics you need, automate the process of checking the settings and, if necessary because of human error, change the settings back to the proper configuration. Nerd reference. In the 2001 blockbuster The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, Gandalf, played by Ian McKellen, leads the Fellowship to the Mines of Moria in an effort to evade the mountain trail made impassable due to the evil wizard Saruman's weather spells. At the entrance, the dwarves have cleverly stopped unwanted visitors by password protecting the gate, and Merry, played by Dominic Monaghan, asks how the Fellowship will get in.
It reads, "The doors of Durin, Lord of Moria. Speak, friend, and enter."
What do you suppose that means?
Oh, it's quite simple. If you want a friend, you speak the password and the doors will open. Anon Nathel, Edro Hiame.
Clearly, Gandalf doesn't know the password. And then Frodo, played by Elijah Wood, discovers the built-in back door. the Dwarvian default password, the previously undiscovered security misconfiguration, if you will, that lets the Fellowship into the minds of Moria.
It's a riddle. Speak, friend, and enter.
What's the Elvish word for friend?
Melon.
I will leave it as an exercise to the listener to discover how an Elvish default password opens a secret gate to a Dwarvian mind. Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoey, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SixthSense. SixthSense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks, and optimizing operational efficiency. With SixthSense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose SixthSense, visit SixthSense.com.